Title: Congressional Action in the Face of Mounting Concerns Regarding Current and Future Physician Shortages. Content: In its June 2021 Physician Supply and Demand Report, The Complexities of Physician Supply and Demand, Projections from 2019 to 2034, the report, the Association of American Medical Colleges, AAMC, highlights the ongoing concern of physician shortages in the United States. According to the report, the U.S. faces a potential physician shortage of between 37,800 to 124,000 doctors by 2034. While an improvement from AAMC's June 2020 report, the COVID-19 pandemic highlighted the consequences of failing to address this problem, as medical schools and teaching hospitals were forced to graduate medical students early, and hospitals scrambled to call up retired physicians and to pay steep travel and relocation rates, all to address the public health emergency. Considering the report's conclusion that more than 2 of 5 currently active physicians will be 65 or older within the next decade, physician supply is expected to continue to decline, driven by retirements in the near future. Meanwhile, physician demand is expected to increase, continuing to outpace supply, due to both an aging population and expected population growth. Without action, access to care and patient outcomes may deteriorate. Two bills recently introduced in the Senate aim to address the nation's shortage of physicians: the Conrad State 30 and Physician Reauthorization Act, H.R.3541/S.1810, and the Resident Physician Shortage Reduction Act of 2021, S.834. Conrad State 30 and Physician Reauthorization Act. On May 25, 2021, a bipartisan coalition in the Senate introduced the Conrad State 30 and Physician Reauthorization Act, H.R.3541/S.1810, which would reauthorize the Conrad 30 waiver program for 3 years. Many foreign national physicians come to the U.S. for graduate medical education or training under J-1 visas. Typically, these J-1 visa physicians are required to return to their home country after completing residency in the U.S. Under the Conrad 30 waiver program, states are granted waivers to allocate to J-1 visa physicians, allowing these physicians to stay in the U.S. after their residency, on the condition that they serve medically underserved communities for 3 years. So far, the program has brought 15,000 physicians to medically underserved communities in the U.S. In addition to reauthorizing the program, S.1810 would increase the number of waivers per state, allowing J-1 visa physicians in the Conrad 30 waiver program to pursue a green card, also known as dual intent, and establishing new employment protections. S.1810 was introduced by Senators Amy Klobuchar, Democrat Minnesota, Susan Collins, Republican Maine, Jackie Rosen, Democrat Nevada, and Joni Ernst, Republican Iowa, in the Senate, and Representative Brad Schneider, Democrat Illinois, introduced the bill as H.R.3541 in the House. Senator Klobuchar emphasized that the program is filling a critical need for quality care in our rural communities, and noted that this bipartisan legislation would allow doctors to remain in the areas they serve, improving health care for families across the nation while retaining talent trained and educated here in the United States. Senator Collins echoed these sentiments, stating, "We must provide opportunities for American-trained and educated physicians to remain in the country and practice in areas where there is an unmet need for quality care, and that this bill would promote healthier lives and ensure that families across the country receive the health care they deserve." In addition to receiving bipartisan support, S.1810 is endorsed by both AAMC and the American Hospital Association, AHA. In AHA's endorsement of the legislation, AHA Executive Vice President Stacey Hughes expressed that, without timely reauthorization, patient access to care in the many communities that have benefited from these physicians may be threatened. S.1810 also received a letter of support from the Society of Hospital Medicine, SHM, which noted that, hospitals in rural and underserved areas often struggle with attracting and retaining physicians, and the Conrad 30 program helps address this imbalance. The Resident Physician Shortage Reduction Act of 2021. On March 18, 2021, Senators Bob Menendez, Democrat New Jersey, John Boozman, Republican Arkansas, and Democratic leader Senator Chuck Schumer, Democrat New York, introduced the Resident Physician Shortage Reduction Act of 2021, S.834. According to